and welcome to another very special episode of Open Science Radio. As I recognize, we only have special episodes. So anyway, this is Konrad Förstner. I am here at the Telegrafenberg in Potsdam, and I'm at a very cool conference, the DRSE conference. We had an announcement for this already several episodes ago, and I did not do my homework checking which number that was, but we will link it later here. It's the 6th of June 2019, and this is the very first instance of that conference. We are at the third day of it, and we have only a few hours ahead of us. And with me is Karina Haupt and Stefan Janosch. Sorry, it's getting out of energy here now. And we wanted to discuss quickly what happened here and what is the outcome of all the work that went into this in the recent months. Yeah, where should we start? Maybe with some stats, huh? Should we start, Stefan?
Yeah, let's start with some stats. So we had 200 people here at the location. Most of the people smiled all the time, so I guess a lot of them found a new identity, another role. We had 60 lectures, 16 workshops, and one panel discussion at the end, towards the end, and 43 posters. So it was really a jam-packed conference from the community for the community. It was, most of the lectures were recorded, so you can rewatch them later and reuse them later. And we also try to publish the slides.
So and the general setup here was also quite nice, right? What do we say regarding this, Karina?
Yeah, we have a really beautiful location here, directly surrounded by forest and with nice ways. And the weather was like the best thing you could expect in the first week of June. We had between 28 and 30 degrees, and even at night at the social event and the dinner reception, everybody was outside until nearly midnight, still in t-shirt and shorts, because it was just so nice. It was really amazing.
Yeah, I also had a great impression here, and it's really a vivid community. And it, you know, what struck me most, or one of the things that struck me most, was the poster session, right? There were people from so many different backgrounds, and still, there was so much discussion ongoing, and it was going on forever, and basically people had to be kicked out of that. And I think everybody found a lot of people to chat with. And I guess this is also one, yeah, well, core aim of this conference, bringing the community together that is so fresh and so young. Maybe something regarding the organization. Should we go in this direction?
Yes, let's go into the organization. It was a joint effort by at least 12 to 15 people, and with additional volunteers, which helped really to make this event going smooth. So some of us met here at the location for the very first time. So it was an interesting experience for all of us. And so far, what we had the feedback from the attendees, the organization was very well received.
Yeah, we have some professionals here, right?
Yeah, so we had some people who are quite experienced in running conferences, to be honest, like myself, but we also had people who are new to it. But everybody brought great ideas. So, for example, we took a group picture, and some of us had the great idea not to just take simply a picture somewhere like you normally do it, but to spell out RSE and use a drone to take the picture. And the result is really, really great. So really proud of that. And there's also other small things like because we're distributed over a bigger campus here, so we are not like in one building like it's often the case, but in three different buildings. We had to mark the path to get from one place to another, and there were colorful ribbons like in different colors, so you could say just follow the orange part, follow the green part. And this was just, there was all these tiny fresh ideas which you would get if you have new people who haven't been to thousands of conferences or have run all the time of conference but got really the new input in. And having this distributed team working so well together was really an amazing experience.
Absolutely. And this for the very first time, I mean, this is amazing. I know other conferences, they're running for decades and they are far away from this smoothness as well, right? I mean, nothing happened. Or at least I didn't recognize anything.
Yeah, sometimes I felt like running on rails, running really, it was very smooth.
No, it's really great. And as mentioned here, this historical buildings here that were such a beautiful scenery. Also, you sit inside of this old telescope room and so on, pretty cool. As this was so now so successful, will there be another one?
So we planned that there will be another one. From the very beginning, we said we don't want this to be a one-time thing. So for everybody who had a closer look, who had been here and saw our designs and stuff, you might see that there's no year on it, on most of the stuff, because we want to reuse it, which is obviously a very good hint that we plan another year. We don't know exactly where it will be. We haven't even talked about when it will be, so obviously from next year, perhaps the same time, but it depends obviously on the location where we can get access to. And so if somebody knows a nice location where you can fit at least 200 people, perhaps we'll grow, we'll see, we'll discuss that. But at least 200 people with several big lecture halls, we are really happy if you contact us. All the contact information you can find on our website, de-rse.org.
Have you missed anything? Anything that we can put in this wrap-up here?
Not really. It was a really great experience, also for me personally. Like, you grow with the task you are doing, and I'm looking forward.
And I just want to say, I want to thank everybody who's here, because nearly every attendee participated in a way. So if it was a volunteer, if they had a poster, there's nearly no just visitor tickets we had, which was fun when we started the pre-sale with like 19 tickets, because everything else was reserved for speakers and stuff. And this was really what made it great. And I hope we will have this great community next year again, that everybody participates. And this is what makes this conference really, really special. And thanks for everybody for helping us out in all the way. Yeah, and especially thanks to the people from the location here and institutes located here, which provided us the rooms for free, which is amazing, because this way we could really run it as a community event, which is affordable in a way for everybody, and where everybody can attend who is interested in it. And that's, for me, the most important thing about that, because this is an event from the community for the community.
Maybe also mentioning the GI, the German the Gesellschaft für Infrastruktur, the German Society for Computer Science, basically they helped out here as well with certain parts. I think the University of Jena as well, right?
The GI helped by providing a solid administrative background. For example, insurance was a no-brainer for us because the GI stepped in. Financial security was also maintained by the GI. So in this way, we had the needed power to bootstrap this and make this a sustainable thing.
Yeah. So without GI, this wouldn't have happened. So they helped us a lot with organizational, administrative stuff. And while we plan to do this perhaps on our own for the first year, it was a great help. And yeah, we couldn't have done it without them.
Great. Yeah, and maybe in future the DRSE, how's it called, EV, so the association might be set up next time. So this might be a good foundation then in future. But as this was not available so far, it was great that they hopped in here. Any final words? Any words? Anything? Then we're good, I guess. What I also have prepared is I try to talk to everybody. I clearly wasn't able to do this, but as this community is rather diverse and, well, not everybody is sure, am I a RSE or not? Yes, you are, if you ask me this already. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are. And I talked to several people here that were... that I found here basically, and basically asked who they are, what they're doing, and why they're here. And this is a small collage of the people here. Maybe you can get a good impression what who was here and what was done here basically. All right, then I would say here we stop, and I will run this round of small, super short interviews. Thank you guys. Bye.
Tschüss, bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello, my name is Tobias Schlauch. I'm working at the German Aerospace Center, and there I'm supporting scientists in developing better software. And I'm here at the conference to meet and talk to similar roles, persons, people here, and quite happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Fritsch from Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research. And I'm here because I think research software is important for our science. And I'm in the DE RSE Association.
Hey, I'm Alex. I'm a PhD student in computer science in Kiel, and I'm here to present my poster later.
Hello, I'm Klaas Sobur. I'm studying computer science at the Technical University in Dresden, and I'm here for the conference just to help out a bit.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michael Frankel from the Max Planck Digital Library in Munich, and I'm here to find out what topics are concerning research software engineers.
I'm Henrik Tom Werden. I do research data management, and I'm interested in seeing how other people do it and also communicate with people who have interested, similar interests on exchanging problems and ideas on how to solve research data management.
Hi, I'm Katrin Leinweber from the German National Library of Science and Technology, and I'm here to bring some experience and the existing solutions from, for example, the open source software world into the research engineering, software engineering community.
Hi, I'm Neil Chuhong from the Software Sustainability Institute in the United Kingdom, and I'm here to find out what's happening in the German RSE movement.
So I'm Tim, coming from the Technical University in Kaiserslautern, and we do a lot of development in open source software. So we have a big computational fluid dynamics code with a lot of users, but a lot of developers, and we also want to see here. So we're here to see how we can manage this community of users and developers, how we can create a sustainable future for our project. Yeah. This is the goal that we have.
Yeah, I'm Ruben. I work also with Tim at the Technical University of Kaiserslautern, and I'm here for the same purpose. So we're trying to leverage on the knowledge of all the community to actually learn how we can more efficiently manage our open source community of developers and users.
So I'm Thomas Schneider von Daimling. I'm working at the Alfred Wegener Institute here in Potsdam, and I'm a model developer. I use models for application, and to me it's interesting to see how research software could be improved. I think there's a lot of potential for improvement. So that's, I would say, my main interest in joining this conference here.
My name is Heidi Seibold, and I'm a statistician at the LMU in Munich. And I'm here because I like research software, and I'm also very interested in open science and reproducibility, and I would like to work more in that field, and I'm interested in how to best build my career in that field, and I think the research software engineers community is the right place for me to go.
I'm Werner von Bloh, I'm from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, and I'm usually engaged in high-performance computing, and I want to improve my skills in optimizing code. For example, there was a workshop about using some software tools to automatically transform a program to a more efficient one, and that was very interesting for me, and therefore I'm here to attend this workshop.
Hi, so I'm Sam Mangum. I'm a research software engineer from the University of Southampton, and I'm here with several other people from Southampton, including James Graham, who's just here. We're here because we're quite closely involved with the Software Sustainability Institute. We've been to things like the Collaborations Workshop. We were both at the first UK Research Software Engineering Conference, and we're just kind of really keen to come here and watch the movement expand and watch it grow and kind of see how the diverse locations and diverse research software communities can kind of help us learn and experience more, you know, ways of doing things, more techniques, that kind of thing.
Hello, I'm Alice Brett. I'm chair of the Society of Research Software Engineering in the UK, and I came here to give a keynote talk yesterday at the beginning of the conference. And I'm really excited to be here at the first conference of the German RSE movement, as the Germans have always contributed so well to our conferences and workshops.
Hi, I'm Andreas Seller. I'm a researcher in security and software engineering at the CIS by Helmholtz Institute. And I'm here because A, well, I gave the keynote this morning, and B, because I'm excited to see a very vibrant and enthusiastic community of research software engineers, which apparently many of those meet for the first time over here. And I'm actually thrilled to see all the excitement of a community coming to form itself and coming to light.
I'm Felix from KIT, and I'm here to meet people that have the same interests in software development and also research data management, because that's the thing I'm into right now.
So, hi, I'm Friedrich. I'm from the Helmholtz Zentrum in Dresden-Rossendorf. I'm a bachelor student in computer science, and I'm here to learn how to become a research software engineer, basically.
So I'm Lars Kronzke. I'm professor from the Humboldt University in Berlin on software engineering, and I'm here because I want to apply software engineering research for research software engineering.
So hi, my name is Tobias Fust. I'm from the Helmholtz Zentrum in Dresden-Rossendorf. I'm part of the computational science group. And my interest is here to get to know other research software developers and just to get new ideas and stuff like that.
I'm Carlos Martinez from the Netherlands eScience Center. I'm here because research software is important for us. We basically develop research software for different universities in the Netherlands, so quality of research software is super important for us, and that's why I'm here.
My name is Matthias Katerbohr. I'm working at the German Research Foundation. We are funding research projects, but also infrastructure projects. I see research software as part of the infrastructure and very important for the digital turn in the sciences and the humanities. I'm very much interested in the next things and developments with regard to research software. I will use these outcomes of the conference to prepare the next call.
My name is Michele Martone. I work in the HP, high performance computing sector, and I also care much about the quality of software, and I think that here at this conference I can find a place for exchange of best practices and experience in this field.
Yeah, hi, I'm Christian Busse from German Cancer Research Center, and I'm attending this conference to learn more about software sustainability.
Hello, I'm Michael Gürtike, and I enjoy this conference here very much. My role is here to be the Vice President of the German Computer Science Society, GI, and I very much enjoy to see this community forming and building up an identity, and very much welcome this activity in the all this in this environment. And I would like to push forward to get more things done together in the greater context of computer science, software engineering, and research activities in general. So I congratulate the organizers that this was very well done so far, and I expect more interesting conferences coming up in this area. Thank you very much.
Annalena Lamprecht, currently working at Utrecht University as a software engineering researcher with a lot of applications in research. And so I'm just always interested to find out what's going on.
Hello, my name is Uwe Konrad. I'm from the Helmholtz Zentrum Dresden-Rossendorf. I'm here on this conference because we have a new initiative to make a better and sustainable software at Helmholtz. And I'm very happy that we can find together here with the RSE guys.
I'm Klaus from Geoma in Kiel, and I'm working in the data management department. I'm here to find out how we as an infrastructure facility can support our research software engineers.
Hey there, I'm Jay Delorier from the University of Westminster in London, England. I'm here because I'm a big fan of the RSE community in the UK, and I was really excited to come to this first kind of launch event, big conference. And I'm speaking today, and that's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dipsanka Malik. I'm a postdoctoral researcher at MPI for Dynamics and Self-Organization Göttingen. I finished my PhD 1 year ago, and I'm developing a software for on-demand ride-sharing. So a bit like Anrufbar Sammeltaxi, but with a bit more high-tech.
I'm Karina Haupt. I work for the German Aerospace Center, where I'm head of a software engineering group. And I'm here because I'm conference chair, and I think it's really important to establish all the goals the association has. I don't want to repeat all of them now. I think you'll mention them. So, that's why I think this is important, so I run this conference.
Okay, I'm Patrick Förster from the University of Münster, from the Zentrum für Informationsverarbeitung. I'm here to learn about research software engineering. I'm a software engineer, full stack developer, Java, web application, stuff like that. and we needed someone who look into research software engineering, and they choose me to do that. So I'm here to learn about that, and that's it.
So I'm Adrian Brümmelsieg. I'm coming from Münster University. What I'm doing, I'm the infrastructure, one of the infrastructure guys at our data center. And I'm here to find out about what software engineers expect or want or need from us. So basically, my job is to support them, and I want to find out more about which tools I can develop so that their life gets easier, because they don't always tell me, but it's still my job. So yeah, that's kind of interesting to me.
My name is Cornelia Auer. I'm from PIC Potsdam, and I'm here because I think the research software engineers should connect more and also exchange on the latest developments. And I think this is working really well here.
So my name is Nadine Vitas. I'm a postdoc at RV in Bremerhaven, and I'm here to meet other people who do the same software development that I do, and that's why I'm here.
So my name is Sven Thiel. I'm from the University, Friedrich Schiller University in Jena. I'm a full-time web developer, and actually I'm here just to see how others manage different things. I mean, where we have probably some issues with, and then get some experience.
Hi, Konrad. I'm Christian Pietsch from Bielefeld University, and I'm at the Research Software Engineers Conference to host a GitLab Birds of a Feather meeting and to present a poster about the Conquer project. And I also participated in a workshop for library people. That was yesterday.
I'm Mirko from the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Karlsruhe. And I'm by education a hydrologist, but more or less working in research software engineering, mostly trying to encapsulate old Fortran modules, programs, models into more modern scripting languages, and struggling.
Hi, my name is Wolf, and I work at a small company in Paris. And we are here to show our software. We do a lot of work with Jupyter and C++ libraries. The biggest one is called Xtensor.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Johan. I work at a small company called Quantstack in France, and I'm here to present software that we developed there, mainly around Jupyter and C++.
I'm from the Leibniz University of Hanover, and I'm a meteorologist doing my PhD in atmospheric research, turbulence research. I'm doing latch eddy simulations.
So my name is Franziska Appel. I'm from the Leibniz Institute of Agricultural Development and Transition Economies. And I'm here because we got a project funded by the GFE on the sustainability of research software.
Okay, my name is Frank Löffler. I'm a computer scientist, but also a physicist at the Friedrich Schiller University in Jena. And I'm here co-organizing this conference, also as chair of the DERSE Association.
Okay, so hi, I'm Laura. I just started doing my PhD at Jülich Supercomputing Center at Chemnitz University of Technology, and I'm working on GPU tasking, and I'm here to get in contact with other researchers with, let's say, similar problems.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm also from Jülich Supercomputing Center. I'm a research scientist there doing basically math for high performance computing. And my topic is parallel time integration, which is very exotic and very weird. I'm writing software for that. So that's basically the reason why I'm here, to learn about other softwares and the issues people have with writing their software.
Hey, my name is Martin Hammitsch. I'm the head of the eScience Center at the German Research Center for Geosciences, and I'm one of the co-organizers, and we all together think that this is a huge community and a nice community, and we want to bring forward research software in science.
Hi, my name is Mario Stanke. I'm a professor for bioinformatics, and we are developing a software that finds genes in the genomes of newly sequenced organisms, and I'm here because we have research development obstacles that I think are shared with many other peoples here.
Hello, my name is Bernard Renard. I'm professor and director of bioinformatics at the Robert Koch Institute, the German National Institute for Public Health. We develop and apply a lot of software tools, and for us that's
a topic which is becoming increasingly important in the context of digital epidemiology. And so for us, it's a learning experience to see how we can organize ourselves, how we can sustainable keep software up to date and benefit from the community spirit which is building here.
Okay, my name's Robbie Morrison. I'm from the Open Energy Modeling Community, and I'm here to understand how better software engineering practices can contribute to the energy policy models that my community develops. I think it's kind of interesting because the British people here have a different approach. They want to put software, research software engineers within their projects, but still remain closed. Whereas most German researchers seem to be much more interested in making their projects open and gaining better software practices and better quality control down that route.
Hi, my name is Helvin Hermann. I'm from University of Bielefeld. There we are developing pipelines with GitLab and Docker, and I'm here to learn and see how other people use it, so I'm interested in that.
Yes, hello, I'm Oliver. I'm here for looking for interesting talks and people, and yes, maybe job opportunities.
My name is Jürgen Fuhrmann. I come from the Weierstrass Institute for Applied Analysis and Stochastics. I'm there the deputy head of the numerical mathematics department, and I'm working on simulation codes. I'm thinking about discretization methods, algorithms, and I'm implementing them. That's one part of my job, so I've got a lot of experience with writing code and working with code and also trying to help people to use code. And at the other hand, I'm just one of the delegates of the Leibniz Association to the working group on software and services of the Alliance Initiative of Digital Information. And there we try to use these experiences which we have in order to provide recommendations how to organize the software development process in science. And my personal motivation to sit in these rounds is really to somehow try to help all the young people who are working on these things to give them more space and a good environment.
Hey, my name is Ronnie. I'm from Leipzig, working at the Leipzig University Library. And I'm generally interested in the topic research software engineering because this is the like part of my so-called internship at the university library. So I'm like, I want to get in touch with the community and get to know the issues of the community and what the big institutes are doing and stuff like this.
Yeah, I'm Mika, a PhD student at the Physikalisch-Technische Bundesanstalt, also in Berlin. So it was a short ride here to Potsdam. That was nice. Also one reason why I thought that, yeah, sure, I'm going. And then the other reason is, I mean, nominally I'm an experimental physicist, but actually like I'm 2 weeks a year in the lab and like 40, 45 weeks a year just programming. And so that was really, it's really nice opportunity to network with people that are from all kinds of disciplines, also actually doing more research software development than like traditional research that is maybe what is more in the curricula.
Hi, my name is Christoph Jansen. I'm working at the Center for Biomedical Image and Information Processing at the University of Applied Sciences in Berlin. My science background is that I'm a computer scientist working with machine learning models and applying them to sleep research data. And I'm here for the conference because we developed a system or framework to reproduce or make experiments even large machine learning experiments reproducible with cluster computing support and so on.
Yeah, hi, my name is Benjamin Bruns. I'm coming from Forschungszentrum Jülich of the Institute of Plant Sciences, and I'm also a computer scientist by background. I'm coming basically from data management and modeling language, but going also more into that machine learning domain. And yeah, we have also problems with reproducible of experiments and data evaluation. And yeah, actually his talk here, the guy next to me, was very inspiring. And yeah, I hope to include some of these things I learned here.
My name is Rafael Maria Raschkowski. I'm from Göttingen, and I'm working at the Göttingen Center for Digital Humanities. I'm coordinating the Campus Lab Digitization and Computational Analytics. It's mainly a fellowship program, and we are working at the border between computer science and humanities. And my role is in finding or making contacts to the different disciplines in humanities, and on one hand, finding projects where the methods from computer sciences are applied to problems in humanities, and also using methods from humanities to look upon the digital space.
Okay, I'm Katja Weingrill. I'm from AIP in Potsdam, and I'm here in order to strengthen the software research in science.
I'm Thomas Kranzer, I'm also from the AIP. I'm basically here to find out if anybody makes something different and more sophisticated than we do. So we are a very small group, and this is the chance to meet more people from totally different fields, which might have different approaches.
I'm Tracy, and I study computational sciences with a focus on atmospherical sciences. And I'm here because I want to get to know people who work in research software development, and because I also want to go in that direction in my career. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Danny Benecke from DLR, from the Institute of Traffic Systems, and I'm responsible in our group for driving simulation and simulation architecture, and also I'm involved in the development of our own inter-process communication framework, which definitely is a need of a software engineer to take care of.
Hi there, so I'm Mark Woodbridge. I lead the RSC team at Imperial College London. I'm attending this event because I have a general interest in research software engineering. I've been to the last three, this year, UK RSC conferences. I'm also giving a talk here tomorrow.
Hello, my name is Felix Simones. I'm co-developer of the Prisos library, which is mainly developed in Munich and in Stuttgart. And well, we face big funding issues and issues of various kinds. So it's good that there's a conference that tries to solve those problems, or tries to create this discussion about all of this. So that's why I'm here.
Hi, I'm Alex Hill. I'm from Imperial College London, and I came here to give a talk about code reviews, which I gave yesterday, and it was great to get so much feedback from the audience members. And really just interested to hear from a diversity of RSEs how they're working on reproducibility and other issues that I care about.
Yeah, hi, I'm Florian. I work in the Netherlands. It's the Netherlands eSign Center. And I came here to kind of exchange more ideas with the German research software community. And so my background is in physics and biological sciences, and I recently switched fields to more like research of engineering and data science for research projects. And I'm still curious to learn more about like open science or kind of best practices and other things going on in current software development.
My name is Tania Lard. I work for Microsoft as a developer advocate. And I'm here to the community that I belong to, understand what they're working on, what their needs are, their struggles, and then just see old friends and collaborators, basically. I think that's it.
Hello, my name is Alexander Schlemmer. I'm a physicist and postdoc at the Max Planck Institute for Dynamics and Self-Organization in Göttingen. And I'm here at this conference for meeting people from the research software engineer communities.
Hi, my name is Stefan Janosch. Nice to meet you again, Konrad. We spoke already. I'm a research software engineer. I regard myself as a RSE since 2016. I discovered my true identity there. What I'm doing here, I'm basically chairing the conference. I'm one of the chairs. In general, I'm one of the just one person of the organizing team, And I'm basically responsible for keeping everybody together. And I look if everybody's happy here, if everybody smiles, if everybody is also fed up enough. So that the vibrations are good in general.
Hey, I'm Alexander Strack. I'm the CIO of a cluster of excellence in Berlin, and I do research on research evaluation. I attend this conference because it is the best conference to meet research software engineers and talk about the really important issues we have in our community.
So yeah, hi, my name is Daniel. I'm a PhD student at GFZ, here a local. And it's in hydrology, and about half a year ago, three quarter of a year, I realized that the DRSE is about to be come into existence, and I was asking if I could somehow contribute to it, and then they were telling me about this conference. And since I'm a local here at Telegrafenberg, I said, okay, if I can support you somehow, I will do so. And we had a couple of meetings, and then I said, okay, I'm going to join. I tried to find out what is it I could do. And what I'm doing here is basically support the technician in recording different sessions, the talks, video, and doing a shuttle service just an hour ago, taking somebody to the airport because taxi didn't show up, different kinds of things. So this is what I was doing, and yeah, I'm pretty happy being here and getting to know the community and the type of people that are here.
My name is Alexander Scholz, and I'm working as a bioinformatician, and I'm interested in a lot of different software techniques. We need not only one technique, and I hope I will find a lot of useful techniques for databases and programming techniques.
Hi, my name is George. I'm a physicist. I work at the Max Planck Institute for Dynamics and Self-Organization. I learned about this conference from another conference called DPG 2019, which is the German Physical Society meeting. And because in my part-time I do software development mostly as a hobby, I thought I should join the conference and maybe learn a few tricks.
Okay. Hi, my name is Florian Goth. I'm a research software engineer at the University of Würzburg, developing software and helping people with the problems in their daily lives with computers. I'm here. The reason for being here at the conference are twofold in my case. First, I'm funded. Part of my research is funded by the sustainability grant by the DFG, and I'm presenting a poster here. The other reason is for meeting the RSE community of Germany, meeting and connecting with people.
Hi, my name is Saskia Bublitz. I'm actually from Technical University of Berlin. My background is chemical engineering, but I somehow stepped into programming because we have our own research software. The problem, more or less, is that this research software is really, really good, but the problem is to maintain the code. And the PhD students I'm working together with, they're changing year by year. And yeah, we are looking forward to solutions how we could solve this problem and for next generations.
I'm Kelvin Glass from FU Berlin, from the working group Software Engineering. I'm implementing, or we are working on a plugin for Eclipse or IntelliJ, which is for distributed pair programming, because we had a lot of research in this area, and we are currently working on making this more sustainable through open source. So we are moving from a closed source project to an open source project, and we hope that this become independent of the FU Berlin.
Hi, my name is Florian Thierry. I'm working as a research associate and research software engineer at the Römisch-Germanisches Zentralmuseum in Mainz, which is an archaeological research institute. And I'm interested in RDF and linked open data, and want to publish all our data and the hidden assumptions which are in the data to make it to spread the data in an interoperable format that others can use the data sets and everything we have in our data stores.
Right, so I'm Alex Stokowski from Darmstadt University. I'm from a software project, open source project in the material science area, and I'm here at the RSE conference to find out how other projects solve the sustainability problem of research software development. So how can we keep our software project alive for a long time?
So my name is Johannes Gutekunst. I'm from Dive Solutions. We are providing a flow simulation software, and we want to release it in a front-end, back-end environment for cloud, for enabling our customers for cloud computing and have a nice user interface in the web. And I'm here especially for learning the community and try to connect to people, learning new technologies, new frameworks, and just have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dominik Engel from University of Ulm, and I'm here to present InVivo, our interactive visualization framework, and mainly I'm here to further discuss the challenges that have probably arisen with other research software and kind of discuss how other people solve those problems.
My name is Sabine Psevilla. I work at Boyd University as PhD student and doing numerical fluid simulations in porous media, especially the solute transport in porous media. And I'm here to present, on the one hand, together with my colleague Markus Tesch, our constellation with the cooperation with Dive Solutions, which is a startup which was founded last year. And on the other hand, of course, to learn a lot about the current state of the art, software framework.
Hello, my name is Max Sagebaum. I'm a PhD postdoc at TU Kaiserslautern in the Scientific Computing Working Group, and I'm doing algorithmic differentiation. This is a theory which says you can differentiate every computer program. So, for example, you have a code which computes the solution around an airfoil, and then you can compute the drag, and then you want to differentiate with respect to the drag. That you can do with algorithmic differentiation on a large basis. And I'm working on a tool that can actually bring this quite easily into your software. So I'm doing basic research on how to implement this, how to improve this, and how to ease the integration into software. So I'm working on the full stack from very high level to very low level software, and therefore I want to have a good software design so that users can understand it and don't have so many problems, and therefore I'm here to discuss about these things.
Hi, I'm Philip. I'm from Hanover. I work at the Institute for Applied Mathematics, and I'm doing finite elements and computational fluid dynamics, and I'm here because most of my research I do programming in some C++ library, and I also do teaching for programming courses and everything like that, and so I hope to get a good input from everybody and to meet somebody and get some software engineering skills or something. And yeah,
I hope you enjoyed this small collage of who was here. Clearly just a small subset, but maybe it gave you a small impression. What is the audience of this conference here? There are recordings of many of these sessions, so if you want to get some content, clearly this is the place to start. I'm not sure when this will be published, but I'm rather confident that this will be soon. As mentioned, there is a broad spectrum of topics covered. It's from best practices, how to form local communities, but also specific tools and solutions were discussed here in these sessions and in different formats, either as presentations or in interactive workshops. The DERSE, as the international RSE community, is rather young, and it's clearly a good time to join. Well, it's always a good time to join, but here you can really have an impact. And it's all about increasing the awareness for the topic of research software in science and showing its importance and forming the environment, making it a better place for this. And by that, again, improving science and research and the advance of humankind, right? So it's clearly a long way to go, because we hear this constant, clearly living in a bubble that is formed by us, and everybody here knows the importance and the relevance of software in research. But I assume
the majority of scientists is not aware how strong actually the impact is. And I think this is the mission here of everybody in the community. Bring this message out to this, bring this to colleagues, bring this to the politics. This is also an important thing. It has to be solved on a different level. It's in the end a question of infrastructure. Software is infrastructure, and we had the discussion here very often. Issues like non-permanent positions can be risk for important pieces of software that are the foundation of research, and this is really a tremendous issue today. Anyway, here I would like to stop. I warmly invite you joining this community and being part of this. There will be a conference very likely next year, as we heard, but there are many other ways in participating in this community already right now. So feel warmly invited. And by this, I would just like to say bye and thank you for listening.